The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers are 3-0 in conference play and 6-0 overall. Nebraska hosts Purdue on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
All right. Well, we were fortunate and happy to win in Indiana. It was a good football game, and we were glad to win it, and we're looking forward to this coming back home and playing Purdue.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Hey, Mike. The secondary seems to be a real strong point for you guys this year. Maybe not the case toward the first half of last year. What was the key to really getting that unit to where it is now?
Well, that is a good point, and that is exactly right. We're a lot better, playing a lot better than we did a year ago. We're giving up a ton less big plays. And I think that, probably the biggest reason is just growth of some young guys that we finally came to as a starting group a year ago. And then the emergence of another safety, Kyron Williams, that has come in and played. But our corners, Josh Kalu and Chris Jones, they started toward the end of the year, started in the bowl game. We looked like we had the makings of a good group there when we played UCLA. And then that group, I think, has continued to mesh together and grow. And they've been playing fairly soundly up to this point.
And what is it about Chris Jones that makes him such a good player for you guys?
Well, I think that Chris is long. He's got, he's got very, very good ball skills, and he's got great vision. I think when he can play with his eyes toward the quarterback, he can cover some ground and make a play on the football and sees things very well.
All right, thank you very much.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Chris Hedy, landof10.com.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, so I know you kind of talked a little bit about it yesterday, but I was curious. When you look back on that Purdue game last year, what sticks out most in terms of why you guys lost the way you did?
Oh, boy, we gave up a bunch of big plays. That's one thing for sure that I think stands out in that ball game. We gave up big plays, started with a quarterback scramble run early, and then some big pass plays. And they really, really then, besides that, kept us off balance. I think they ran a total of 17 misdirection bootleg-type plays against us. And so those are the things that stand out there. And then offensively, we really didn't run the ball well, and then we turned the ball over. Those things stand out. It was a rough day for the Huskers.
Mark Banker kind of said earlier that it might have been kind of an effort thing. There was what he said was a total lack of effort on defense. Did you see that at all last year?
Oh, I don't know that I'm not discounting that. I think that probably the tangible thing that I saw was we didn't tackle very well, we didn't react very well, and then we didn't play the ball down the field very well. Those tangible things were there. Reasons mm-hmm. for them, that I don't know, probably many.
Sure. Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.